This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We are broadcasting live from our AFR retreat here in the backwoods of Alabama, Purcell Farms. Ed and I are here, Eric Battagliano. Tim Wildman, J.J. Jasper is back home. And we've had a delightful time with a lot of our supporters here. And Jenna Ellis is here, and Sandy Rios is here, and Rob Wise.
Dr. Ray Pritchard,
Dr.
Rob
Ray
West.
Pritchard. Rob.
He is wise. Yeah. He's very wise.
But Jenna was just telling us there's a 4.8 earthquake.
I'm looking at a Fox News headline. Rare
yeah, that's
magnitude,
in New York.
4.8 earthquake strikes New Jersey, shaking felt across the Northeast. So be praying for those folks. I don't know the details, but I can tell you our news crew back at American Family Radio in the studios are preparing news for the next broadcast.
4.8, you know, like I said, in California, people just keep walking.
Right.
But in New York, that you know, and all those people in such a tight, congested area. All right, you're listening to American Family Radio. Was there something we were supposed to cover before we jump back into the show? No.
Probably reset our questions.
We can do that. I do want to let folks know that the session that our retreat folks are in right now is about to empty out. And so if it gets a little noisy in the background, that is the noise that you're hearing. So,
yeah, don't turn your radio down.
Right. Yes, that's right.
All right. So anyway, back to you. Give the phone. You give the questions.
Okay. JJ,
you want me to go first?
Go ahead and line us up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here's my first question. How many U.S. states names begin with new? How many U.S. states names begin with new? And then the second question: what dessert has a custard base and a caramelized top? That's for all the Betty Crockers listening. What dessert? A popular dessert has a custard base and a caramelized top.
All right, the two questions I have.
Custard was in the, which war was that?
Battle of Little Bighorn?
Yeah, that was the Indian Wars.
Yeah, it was.
George Custard?
George Custard, right. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt with American history.
Yes, that's right. All right, the two questions I have remaining. The first mention of a specific color in the Bible is in the book of Genesis. What color is mentioned? And another Bible question, the minor prophets start with Hosea, Joel, and Amos. Which book comes next? And that's what I've got.
All right, I've got this one. What island is the largest in the world, excluding Australia? Other than Australia, that's arguable, I guess, about their island status. What is the largest island in the world?
And we try to exclude Australia as often as possible.
Right, yeah. Because they were too harsh with their COVID restrictions.
Yes, absolutely. Distancing ourselves.
We're social distancing.
It's from Australia.
What are the two dry states in the U.S.? These are the two states that get the least rainfall every year. In America, where will you find these two states? What are their names? All right, I'm ready to go back to the phones.
All right, JJ, who we got?
Well, we're going back to Texas. Wow, Texas, they've just flung open the border. I mean, they've flung open the door to the phones there, and Chuck is on the line. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, good day, brothers.
What part of Texas, Chuck?
We are in Tomball, Texas, just north of Houston.
Good. All right. Well, thank you for listening to AFR. You want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Let's try both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
Well, the new question about states, I believe there are four.
Okay. Can you
got New Hampshire, New York, New Jersey, and I believe New Mexico.
You got it, buddy. Nicely done.
Sorry.
That's good. Well, what's your question for us?
Well, I know one of you are a hockey fan, and so
Ed's a hockey fan. He grew up in New England.
The Hockey Hall of Fame. Who is in the Hockey Hall of Fame, that was not a coach, not an owner, not a player, and not a mascot.
Boy, that Zamboni driver, he really is popular more than people realize.
Zamboni
driver. Ding, 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 ding. That is correct.
No way.
It's a Zamboni driver?
Zamboni driver?
The guy who invented the Zamboni.
The guy who invented the Zamboni. Very good.
Well, I was just throwing out something crazy. I should have done it in my old Earl voice.
For those who don't know, the Zamboni machine is the machine they take out on the ice that sweeps it and keeps it
slick.
Lays down a fresh layer of water,
right,
which freezes,
right,
and becomes the slick ice in,
right,
between periods. Very good, Tim.
Yeah,
wow.
Ice hockey arena groomer.
And if those of you that grew up going to the county fair, there's the fella in one of those tents that would play the Zamboni. So, you know, that's kind of not to be confused with, you know, if he got out on the ice and started playing the Zamboni, it'd be confusing for everybody involved.
Right.
The Zambonis also lived down the street from us when I was a child.
And
they were from the Boston area.
Nothing was better than a good plate of Zamboni with a nice marinara sauce, a couple of meatballs.
Hey, Chuck. Thank you, Chuck. That's good trivia. Wow. That the guy that invented the Zamboni is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Chuck, you got anything else to add to that?
Yeah. Well, I just want to say I appreciate your show and all of American Family Radio. Where I pastor at here in Tomball, a number of folks in our congregation listen to you, and you guys are definitely a great ministry. We thank you very much.
Hey. All right, what's your sermon on this Sunday?
This Sunday I'm preaching on Earthquake Proof Your Life.
Oh,
good
nice.
Timing.
From Psalms 46.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hey, where's the name of the church? Where are you in case somebody in your area listening right now, they don't have a church home?
We are the First Free Will Baptist Church off of Interstate 249 on North Point Boulevard.
Great.
You're the First Free Will Baptist Church off the interstate, or you're like that's the name of your church?
That is correct on both counts.
Wow, there you go.
Well,
either one.
Good name.
Thank
good choice
you,
of
Chuck.
Names.
God bless you, buddy. And thank you for listening to AFR.
Oh, he did have. That was the question, the Zamboni question.
If you want to come to our church, we're the first.
Thank you,
Pastor. We're the first free will church after you get off the interstate.
Right.
And that's the name of the church.
Yep.
Both. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio rolls on. We also call this
Learning University.
I think there's a little delay for JJ.
It's kind of sad.
It is for me.
JJ's in another place.
I'm way over here in Mississippi.
It's not a better place though. We're in a better place now.
We're not together, so we can do stereo.
That's right.
So
very difficult.
All right, Trivia Friday deals on American Family Radio.
Let's go to Oklahoma. Lorna is on the line. Hi, Lorna.
Hello.
What part of Oklahoma?
I'm in the southwest.
Okay, wonderful.
Toward the middle. Toward the middle on the Red River.
Okay,
County
I bet it's
on the Red River.
Oh, I bet it's beautiful.
Are you actually on the Red River right now?
No, but the county borders the Red River.
Okay.
I got you. And you can see Texas
from
your house.
Cotton County.
Yeah, Cotton County.
It's the only place in the world, I understand, named for cotton.
Well, I'll be. Well, do you want to ask, answer, or do both, dear?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
I want to answer the Bible book.
Okay, about the minor prophets, you mean, Lorna, that question?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
the minor prophets start
Thank
with
you,
Hosea,
Appreciate
Joel,
it.
And Amos. Which book comes next?
Obadiah.
Nicely done. Yes.
So Obadiah is a minor prophet?
He's a minor prophet.
Okay.
Thanks for reading your Bible, Lorna, and loving the Word.
She has a question for us.
What's your question for us?
All right. The Passover lamb was killed when the children of Israel left Egypt on the 14th day of the first month. What day of the week was the lamb killed?
Hmm.
That is a great question.
Okay, guys, I'm just going to – okay, now, Lorna, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, so don't say yes or no.
I don't have anything to say, really.
Well, would it be the last day of the week, like what would be the Sabbath? After they got the law, they would, you know, maybe
–
I don't
That's
know.
Good
would it be Saturday?
Any, I guess.
I'm going to say Saturday.
Like our Saturday, the last
– What about it, Lorna?
It can be shown from the Book of Numbers. The first day, the first month of the year has 30 days. The second month has 29 days. In the second month, after the children of Israel left Egypt, they complained on the 15th day. And so they complained because of having not enough food, or the food they liked. And so for the next 6 days, that would have been the second month, 6 days, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21, they had manna. The seventh day was a Sabbath, so they didn't have the manna. That was on the 22nd of the second month. And knowing how many days in each month, you can construct a calendar. And so that would put... the 17th day of the month, the first month, was a Sabbath, and so the 14th would have been on a Wednesday.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Lorna, for listening to AFR. Thank you for making it through and calling in on Learning University. Have a great weekend. God bless you.
Listen, I have something else to say to you.
Okay, go ahead. Yes.
I really called to tell you the correct pronunciation of Dutchendorf. In these parts, John Denver has relatives, and at least in these parts, I don't know what the German pronunciation is. We called the name Dutchendorf.
Oh, thank you for that.
Dutchendorf.
Yeah.
All right.
Dutchendorf. So a lot of German influence where you live?
Not especially, but it's surprising how many farmers are descended from German settlers who escaped from Russia about the time or before the Russian Revolution in 1917.
So that would be in the where you live in Oklahoma and in the panhandle of Texas area, West Texas?
No, I live in south central Oklahoma.
Gotcha. Oh, gotcha. Not the panhandle. Okay, gotcha. Well, that's good information there, and we appreciate you calling, Lorna.
Yeah.
And you take care and have a wonderful day. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Who we got next, JJ?
Let's go to John, who lives in Mississippi. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're blessed, buddy. How about you?
I'm doing great.
What part of Mississippi?
It's a little small town north of Tupelo called Baldwin.
We know where Baldwin is.
Yeah, absolutely. My two sons went to high school there.
What was the mascot?
Bearcats.
There you go.
There we go. Is that your question for us, or do we just get an extra? We just stumbled in and got an extra answer to a question.
That's just an extra.
Yeah. Hey, John, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'm going to ask.
Which one you want? Okay, go ahead. Ask us a question.
Y'all talked about Little House on the Prairie a couple of times and played the theme song. Need each one of y'all guys to name an event that happened to Mary Ingalls that was a tragedy.
Well, she went blind. I'll start off with that.
Well, yeah. Now, to Mary, so
yeah,
Laura
Mary,
and Mary, and yeah, Mary went blind. If you're asking what the two tragedies were that happened to Mary, that's the question?
Three. Each one of y'all have a different one.
Yeah. One of the episodes, now this one just wound up on the cutting room floor. She got abducted by an alien. A UFO hovered over there, big bright light, sucked her right up in that spaceship. But it never made it to one of the actual series. It was one that they just,
they cut out. For good reason.
That's right. It would have been too hard to explain.
They filmed it, and then they said, no, we –
Right,
you know,
it'd be too controversial.
Well,
that's right.
You got ET coming out. Right. You got Star Wars out there. So.
Okay, I'm going to say I don't think I've watched all the episodes of Little House on the Prairie before.
I have,
but I'm going to say she lost a child. That's that time. Is that one?
Yes.
Okay, so Tim, it's another, now it's to you. You've got to come up with a tragedy.
Man, that's very sad.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
We don't know what's
the
answer.
Let me throw that out. One, okay. She got kidnapped. This guy thought that she was his daughter, and she got kidnapped in the cabin, and it was her baby, and he thought that was, his granddaughter. It was real confusing there. I'm going to throw that one out there.
Okay. She was hit by a horse or run over by a horse in the stable and had to have, a major surgery.
Okay.
And then, like you said, she lost a child, and then she went blind. I guess that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's a good show, and a lot of people grew up watching that. John, thank you so much, and take care, everybody, in Baldwin and Guntown and Boonville, and you have a great weekend.
That was very popular. It's still on TV. I think it's on Hallmark.
Yeah.
Talking about Little House on the Prairie.
It is an excellent show.
My 9-year-old daughter, Tegan, just happened to watch an episode 6 months or so ago, and now she's hooked on it and watches it every single day. And really, it's just so wholesome and,
good morals.
That's right, good morals. And then she's the only one in her class that wears a bonnet and a petticoat. So, it does affect, your style.
She goes to those little House on the Prairie conventions
around
the country that's still kind of like the Concoms or whatever they call them.
Comic-Cons.
Communist cons?
No, Comic-Con. As for comics.
Comics, yeah. Like DC
You keep
comics.
Trying to say it, and it's...
Hey, I think we're almost close to rapping right there. I'll do it. Comic-Con.
You want me to go back to the phones?
You come and go.
I think you better go back to the phones, JJ.
What are they feeding you guys over there?
I think I'm going full boy food. George there. I don't think that's appropriate.
Here's what I've got.
We don't do that here at American Family Association.
Lindsay calling from Florida. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello. How are you guys?
We are having too much fun. Listen, are you in the Jacksonville area?
Yes, sir, I am.
Beautiful country. Well, do you want to ask, answer, or do both, dear?
I want to ask both, please.
Okay. Ask and answer?
Country Road 1.
Okay, which one you want to answer?
Country Road 1.
Country Road.
Okay, here's what happened. She missed the fact that it's been answered, so she's innocent here. She doesn't know. So the question was, and you can answer it again, Lindsay, and that is, what John Denver song begins with the two words, Almost Heaven?
Country Roads.
Yep, that's right.
Nicely done.
Actually, the song goes... Country Roads.
Sing it, Tim. You want to, Tim.
There you go.
To the place where
Lindsay
they
knows.
Love, West Virginia.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about.
Mama, take me home, country road.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about right there.
There you go,
well,
Lindsay.
You know what? They actually sing that, and I'm serious here, at the, I think it's the University of West Virginia. I don't think it's West Virginia University, but anyway, West Virginia. The Mountaineers, you got 60 or 70,000 people singing that song.
Oh, wow.
At their football game.
Like old Rocky Top for Tennessee.
Yeah, exactly. References that. Anyway, Country Roads, so you got it right. What's your question for us?
I got a question about the Jesus one.
About the what?
Okay, the Jesus one from the Bible.
Okay, what's your question? Go.
Which disciple betrayed Jesus in the Last Supper?
Judas.
Judas Iscariot.
That's correct.
Well, Lindsay, thank you for listening to AFR and there in Florida, and God bless you. Have a great weekend.
And thank you for reading your Bible.
Yes.
Keeping up with that. So good for you. Good question, Lindsay.
And Lindsay, I give her credit. She's pretty brave.
Yeah.
Sang on the radio.
That's
right.
She
starts singing on the radio right there,
That's right.
When you know you got singing talent, well, like me, but, I mean, then it doesn't bother you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you just let it go.
Most of us, you might sing in the shower or something
right.
like that, but
right.
we know nobody's listening. But folks like you,
right.
Tim and Lindsay,
right.
when you have singing talent, you just sing out wherever you are to bring joy to the rest
and
of us.
And if you're wondering why I didn't start singing when Lindsay was singing was, I didn't want to overpower
right.
with my voice.
Yeah, your voice is...
You know, I didn't want... Do you know how people do that?
It's kind of like... People have compared you to Robert Goulet.
Well, and I tell you what, you
for good Goulet, reason.
Well, you put some chips and some Goulet. I'm in. I'll tell you that right now. Huh?
You talk about tailgating right there. Hey, let's go back to the phones, guys. Shall we?
Shall we? We shall.
We shall.
Arkansas, where Kevin is patiently waiting. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, how are you going?
We're doing great. What part of Arkansas?
Jonesboro.
Jonesboro. Yes, sir. Well, now, when that solar thing comes by and starts shaking up that New Madrid fault right there where you are, you guys going to be okay?
I got a shelter.
Stay on the first floor Monday morning.
That solar eclipse is coming. Is it coming?
Monday.
Monday?
Yes.
Monday, and it's coming right across the central, just north of Jonesboro, right?
We'll see. I think they say we'll see about 98%.
Yeah, it's X marks the spot where the other one did. They're going to crisscross right there.
Well, I may never see my cousin in Cape Girardeau again then.
You better give him a call.
Why? Because he's like ground zero for this thing. I've heard it can suck you up.
Here's the deal.
You've heard
now,
that.
I can't confirm that's right. true, but I'm just telling you.
I bet you can't confirm that.
Here's the deal. I'm going to be out there Monday with my oven mitts on and my welder's goggles and have that little piece of paper with the pinhole in it and whatever else I need to do. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to participate every way I can and stay safe. Stay 6 feet from everybody.
Well, you need to get vaccinated then.
All right, we're running out of time.
Kevin, ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
The island, Greenland.
Greenland is the answer.
Nicely
what is the,
done.
Yes, what is the largest island in the world, excluding Australia? And the answer is Greenland. And Kevin got it right. Kevin Arkansas got it right.
I'm sorry. I'm with Ed. I don't think Australia and Greenland. I don't think island. I'm thinking a little bit more of the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, what's your question for us?
What is the biggest desert in the world?
I'm going to say Sahara or either.
No, it's Antarctica.
No, it's Antarctica.
Antarctica.
Yeah, Antarctica. Yeah, Antarctica.
Is that right?
Yep, Antarctica. Yep.
Antarctica.
People know that, but it all involves rain, not sand.
That's right. Hey, we got to go, Kevin. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
I just want to say my aunt. Antarctica was a wonderful lady.
Your Antarctica?
Yes, she was. And she's dearly missed. I don't know why her parents named her that, because she knew she'd be an aunt one day.
Hey, we better answer our questions, guys.
What's the answer? You go first, JJ.
Dessert that has a custard base, caramelized top. What do you say?
Is it baked Alaska?
Creme brulee.
Creme brulee.
That's all I've got.
All right, first mention of a specific color in the Bible is in the book of Genesis. What color is it, guys?
Green.
Green. And that's it. That's for me.
Okay, what are the two driest states in the United States?
Nevada
Arizona.
And Arizona.
Nevada and Arizona. And Arizona is number two and Nevada is number one. And those states don't even average an inch of rain a month.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's why... Thus, they are the Arizona is the second driest, Nevada is the first driest. Hope you've had a good time. Have fun listening today. Have a wonderful weekend. Keep listening to American Family Radio. Take care, everybody.